morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem, together on this April 7th, Tuesday morning. It's 7:06, and I am so thankful that the sun is out today. Did you catch the moon this morning? If you were up early, maybe you took an early morning stroll through the neighborhood. Boy, the moon was absolutely gorgeous. In fact, they're calling it some sort of a pink moon. I think it's going to be beautiful as well tonight, so you might want to put that on your plan, right? On your planner. Is your planner kind of bare these days? I know mine is not. A lot of activity going on. We're continuing to walk through this storm of the COVID-19, and we seem to be managing pretty well. I love to see on social media everybody checking in with one another. How you doing, friend? I think that's more important for each of us to be in tune with who we need to reach out to, who do we need to check on, give a phone call, maybe do some social media video, those kinds of things. In particular, those that maybe aren't going to reach out themselves. And I know we all have those in our family and in our coworkers that tend to do well being by themselves. But this isn't a good time right now to let them be by themselves. We need to go and check on folks. And it's been fun, even in our own neighborhood, to see neighbors working in their garage, out in the yard, respecting the social distance, but certainly connecting and communicating with one another. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. I'm Stacy Ann, and you can follow us along at kslm.news. In fact, thanks to Northwest Natural, we have a community resource link right on our website at kslm.news. If you're not sure what kinds of resources are out there, you're not sure if you can get assistance with your electricity, or maybe you're having some symptoms and you're not sure who to talk to, you don't have a medical provider, you can go to our link there. At our link, it'll show you that 211 is a great resource. You can call right on your phone, 211, and based on your zip code, they can get you the information and resources right there. You know, we're really here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use as we continue to adapt and overcome in the season that we're in. It's encouraging to know that we are coming out of the cooler weather, right? The winter weather. We are in spring now, and certainly I was watching outside yesterday, and the birds and the squirrels, they have no idea we're in a pandemic. They just are doing what they normally do, and they're resting in and just knowing that the sun is coming out and they need to have a plan, right? And it really spoke to me about how we need to kind of tune out of all of the rhetoric and all of the fear and really focus on what's important, and that's the facts. And when we're empowered by facts and knowledge, we can get through things in certain times as we are now. And so we really want to be a resource and a help to you with some facts. And the fact is, even this morning, I got a message from my daughter who lives in Arkansas, and she's been working full-time, really, really proud of her. She's working, and she works at Taco Bell, and she's like the main person in the drive-thru, which, of course, is job security right now with takeout. But she's tried to get to the store even in Arkansas and can't even find toilet paper, and it's just her. And so we just kind of in a need there, and we were able to network back home and get that need met for her, which is awesome. And so hand sanitizer, toilet paper, paper towels, things like that, those things are still kind of scarce out there. But the good news is Pro Bioscience is a CBD-based, they have a CBD-based hand sanitizer. And of course, it's manufactured right here in Salem, Oregon. This hand sanitizer is natural, super strength to help combat the COVID-19, and the owners have taken action due to the lack of supply. So if you're needing some really powerful, easy-to-use spray CBD-based hand sanitizer, I'm encouraging you to go to the website right now, pro-bioscience.com, or give them a call at 503-877-9877. Tell them that you heard it right here at KSLM. And
Talking about sanitizing, 3R's Construction right here in Salem is offering to disinfect first responders' vehicles for free. So if you're a first responder, this construction company and Morningstar Community Church, they're offering to disinfect first responders' personal and professional vehicles to help stop the spread of the COVID-19. This event is being held Thursday with social distancing measures that allow fire departments, ambulance services, law enforcement, hospital workers, utility workers, transportation, city, county vehicles to get sprayed with hospital-grade commercial disinfectant. The disinfectant is EPA approved. The first 10 vehicles per department or agency will be free. Spraying for additional vehicles will be available to reduce costs. This is great information. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Thursday at Morningstar Church Community Parking Lot, and they're located at 4775 27th Street, Southeast in Salem, Oregon. Looking at the numbers for our area in Oregon, where we're at COVID-19, there's been 21,800 people that have been tested since January 24th. Out of that, 1,132 tests were positive and 29 deaths right here in Oregon. And so as we continue to bring you information that you can use, it is important to note if you need to use Chariots bus service right here in Salem, they're resuming their services today for essential workers. So check in online with Chariots if you need to use or you know someone who needs to use the bus for essential workers and going to the store for essential services. They're having some limited busing again through Salem. I'm excited to introduce to you today a guest that is someone that we've known for a while. In fact, she's a good friend of Terry's, and she has a wonderful service in a community. And we know at this time there's lots of questions about the stimulus package. If you're unemployed, what do I do about my taxes? All of those things. And I want to tell you a little bit about our friend Diane Haggerty. She owns and operates Grassroots Taxes with a team of experienced bookkeeping and accounting staff. Diane has helped hundreds of clients solve their tax and small business issues in a relaxed, no-pressure atmosphere without judgment on how you got into this situation. Everyone makes mistakes, and there is little education on most tax issues for non-accountants. Diane holds a BSBA in accounting and management and is an enrolled agent. This is the highest credential awarded by the IRS, allowing her to represent taxpayers on all tax issues. Grassroots Tax's mission is to help taxpayers, that is everyone, navigate the bureaucracy of taxes and government while helping you understand and make informed decisions without fear. Grassroots Tax grew from Diane learning the system of taxes by running several businesses, then moving on to help other businesses in 2001, opening up her accounting firm. And on the line with me today is our friend Diane. How are you today, Diane?
I'm great, Stacey. It's great to meet you.
Oh, it's so fun to...
I don't think I've ever talked to you in person.
I don't think we have. I know. It's so fun. And Terry sends his regards. It would have been fun if we could have planned it to have him in the studio here with us. I'm sure he would have kept us laughing more than getting information out in his wonderful personality. You know, Diane, as we go through these interesting times that we're standing in, you came to mind, and we've been watching videos trying to garner information on how to handle our finances and what do we do about taxes. And first and foremost, when are our taxes due?
Taxes aren't due until July 15th. That's if you also, if you haven't filed yet or you're not ready to file, you don't need to file an extension. Everybody has an automatic extension until July 15th this year.
Okay, so that's something that people can rest assured. Now, on the stimulus checks, tell us a little bit about that. Who's eligible for a stimulus check?
Everyone with a Social Security number. So not everybody will automatically get a check or a direct deposit if the IRS doesn't have your information. If you get Social Security on a monthly basis, you do not have to file a tax return just to get the stimulus check. It'll automatically be direct deposited. Other people that are eligible are dependents under the age of 17. The parents are eligible to get $500 each for the dependent children under 17. Problem is, I've had people ask me the question, has been kind of a popular question, is what if I don't have a Social Security number but my children do? If you file a tax return, you have to have a Social Security number, so your children aren't going to get a separate check. They have to file their own tax return. Another loophole is if you are ages 17 to 24 or you have a disability and somebody claims you on their tax return, somebody supporting you and claims you as a dependent, if you're over the age of 17, you're not going to get anything, which is kind of a loophole. I know that a lot of people claim their parents when they get elderly and their only income is Social Security and they're supporting their parents in their old age. Those people, if they are claimed as a dependent on someone else's tax return, will probably not get a stimulus check either.
That's an interesting thing right there, because my daughter turned 18 in September last year on my taxes. Of course, she was 17 and a dependent and a college student. So you're saying that she won't get it. I won't get anything for her in the stimulus check, even though I get credit and it helps her with her college FAFSA and all of that. There's a loophole. Is that what I'm understanding?
That is correct, Stacey. Yes.
Okay.
And you will not, if she is over the age of 17, you will not get a stimulus check for her.
Okay. So basically, the amount, how are they basing those over, the age of 24? Is that, and who are working, who file their taxes, and they have all their information correct, what amount are they giving?
Everybody is getting $1,200. There is a phase out if you make too much money. In other words, if you make over $75,000 each, so $150,000 if you're married, a little bit more if you are head of household, you will get a check for $1,200.
What if folks owe the IRS money? Maybe they're making payments, you know, because they're behind, or they're having issues with student loans, and so there's garnishment going on, things like that. Will that just go to those debt that they owe, or do they actually get the funding?
That is a great question. If you're owed back taxes, no, they're still going to send you the check. It's coming out of a different bucket of money, so they will not apply it to your back taxes. For student loans, this is great news, because I have a lot of people that I'm like, hey, I haven't heard from you in a few years. You going to come file? And they're like, oh, no, student loans is just going to take it anyway. They're just going to take it. Why should I bother? Why should I file? And the good news right now is that they have suspended taking tax refunds for student loans at least until June. So if you're not filing because they're just going to take your tax return anyway for student loans in default, file now, because they will not seize it. You can get not only your stimulus check because you filed your taxes and they know you're here and they know your address, but you're also going to get your back tax refunds too.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Diane, thank you. We're going to continue on the conversation when we come back from this break. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio with Diane Haggerty. We're talking about the stimulus and tax issues. News that you can use. We'll be back real soon.
Hey, hey. Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be along with you on this wonderful Tuesday, April 7th. It's 7:22 in the morning, and you're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio with news that you can use. We're here to encourage you and educate you, engage and empower. And today we have Diane Haggerty with Grassroots Taxes, and she is answering our questions because, you know, on the 27th of March, I believe, on a Friday, the Congress passed a stimulus package, which is to help families, those of us trying to get through, mostly the fact that the government's basically shut us down, and particularly here in Oregon, where unless we have an essential reason to be out, they really want us to stay home to what they say, flatten the curve of the contagion of COVID-19. And certainly the stimulus checks, there's lots of questions, lots of understanding that needs to happen here. And Diane, thank you for joining us today. And we were the first segment, we were talking about all the different things about the stimulus check. Question I have come in, and it also came from one of our listeners who texted me and said, ask when these checks are to arrive. What's the date on these? Do you have any indication of when these are supposed to go out?
As of the last time I checked the IRS website, Stacey, they have not given us a date.
Okay.
I'm hoping in the next week or two. It's a huge project. Everybody's like, just send the money. Well, they don't. The federal government doesn't maintain a list of everybody's names and addresses and bank accounts numbers and just magically send it out. They have to allow for, you know, how do they know where to send it? Who do they know who to send it to?
Mm-hmm.
You may not get your check right now. They have to set up a system to be like, well, I should have gotten a check, or I should have gotten a check and I didn't. Did you mail it to the wrong address? You know, so they're in the process of setting up a system so you can actually claim your refund, or if it went, not refund, your check, your stimulus check, if it went to the wrong place, or you can check on it. So they're working on building that system now, and it's a huge project to take on in a week.
I can't even imagine. Just being in charge of a nonprofit organization for several years, trying to keep the data fresh and current with people moving around like they do, and just even moving from basic home phones to cell phones, and it's hard to find people anymore. You used to be able to look them up in the Yellow Pages, and you can't even do that. So with that, one thing we can do, right, Diane, is make sure that the IRS has our current information. And if you have filed your taxes already, you know, if you have gotten a refund via your bank account in the past, are those direct deposits supposed to be going out first?
Yes.
Okay.
That should happen they should be the first people that get their stimulus checks, people that filed a 2019 tax return and got direct deposit. If you wind up owing, at least they have your address, they know where to mail a check. If you did not file your 2019 taxes yet, they will go off your 2018 taxes.
Okay.
If you haven't filed for 18 or 19, generally because some people just don't have to file. There's people that have gotten settlements. There's people that have gotten inheritances, people that just can't be claimed as a dependent anywhere else, and they just don't bother filing because they make less than the threshold. It's wise that you just file a tax return at this time.
And here's something, too, that we've been seeing and I've been announcing in the morning is be careful of fraud. If anybody contacts you directly wanting your information, wanting to tell you how they can get you hooked up real quick to get your stimulus, you know, that could be they don't do that way. Right. This is fraudulent.
Oh, Stacey, if anybody calls you and asks you for information, hang up. If you get an email that is asking you for your information, hang up, delete the email. If you get something in the mail saying, here, we're the IRS, we want you to verify your information, throw it away. There is nobody asking you for your information. If the IRS wants you to update your information, the best bet right now is to set up an account on IRS.gov. If they're going to want information, they're going to do it through the portal that they already have, which is if you have to have an email address and a phone number, and you have, it's a two-step authentication when you set it up. You're going to have to know something off your credit report. It takes about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to irs.gov, and right on the front page, it says view your account. Click on that, and then it says set up an account. It will take you 20 or 30 minutes, and it asks you really hard questions. You probably should have one of your old tax returns in front of you if you filed before. You can set up an account with the IRS. And if they're going to want information from you, it will be through a two-step authentication process on their portal. So if you haven't set one up, it's a good time to set one up now if you're going to need to update your information.
Great reminder for both of us on that. And one of the things I also we're going to try to figure out, other than the buzz that's on the board, we want to try to figure out if people have to pay this back. There's been questions. This is like a little loan and we'll have to pay it back. Is that true?
You know, there's a remote possibility that that is true. It is an advance on your 2020 taxes. It is based on your 2020 income. So if you were close to that, you know, if you are going to make $75,000, over $75,000 yourself, or, you know, twice that if you're a married couple, $150,000. If you qualified for it and got the check based on your 2019 income, when you file your 2020 taxes, you're going to have to qualify for it at that point. And if you made too much money, you will have to pay it back.
So
if they gave you a check for a dependent that is no longer yours, again, you will have to pay that back. So
there's a system of checks and balances in a sense then. That's really important. Another question I've had on that is, or an idea, when they go back to work, can they adjust their withholdings to balance that out somehow?
Oh, absolutely. The IRS has a great app on their website. Also, I send a lot of people to the IRS website, which is a scary place to go, but it's actually, there's a lot of helpful things on there. And it's irs.gov, of course, irs.gov. And if you type in W-4 app, it'll walk you through how to set up your withholding if things have changed during the year, so you can adjust it so you don't have to pay things down.
Excellent information, Diane. Thank you so much. We're going to continue the conversation after this break. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Diane Haggerty, Grassroots Taxes. We'll be back after this. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning. Salem. Together on this Tuesday. Tuesday, April 7th. Enjoying a wonderful conversation with Diane Haggerty. She's with Grassroots Taxes, and we are talking about stimulus and taxes and getting information, news that you can use on this Tuesday. And Diane, before the break, we were talking about kind of making sure our information is updated, what we need to do to follow along on the stimulus coming back. And we talked about that if we've done our taxes and we've done direct deposit and our address, all that information is current, that's good. I'm guessing to track the progress of the stimulus, maybe just stay in touch to the IRS website that you gave, irs.gov, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's your best place to get information. There's a lot of misleading information out there, but irs.gov is the best place to get an update.
Okay.
It's right on the front page.
And what about a question that I just had from a listener, too, is, and I think you covered this maybe in your first little bit, but senior citizens, they don't necessarily file anymore if they're on Social Security. Do they have to do anything to claim their stimulus check?
No, they do not. They will automatically get one unless one of their children is claiming them as a dependent.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is supporting them and claiming them as a dependent, a lot of people claim their parents, they will not qualify to get one. But if they are supporting themselves, they have other retirement, they don't have to do a thing. Their $1,200 will be direct deposited right into their account.
Okay. Well, that's good information. So that's the stimulus. The other part of this bill, stimulus bill, that's for individual a stimulus checks, basically, which in a sense, it's like an advance from what I'm understanding, because our 2020 taxes will have to account for what we've been given based on what this year looked like tax-wise. So my question now, shifting gears, is there's a lot of independent contractors, and this is where I fall into and Terry falls into. We've been independent contractors, and so laid off or reduced hours normally under the unemployment system, there is no benefit to us to file because no one's paid in on our behalf. That's how unemployment works. But this Congress passed the stimulus bill that also recognizes those independent contractors, people who have their own small businesses, nail salons, massage therapists, people who put in windows and they're an independent contractor. Can you kind of show us or tell us a little more about that, what you know about that?
Yes. The one thing I do know is the federal money has not hit the states yet. So no one is actually getting a check yet.
Okay.
And does our sound okay?
Yeah, it's a little hot on your end as far as on the microphone. Can you or on the phone? There we go. I think we're doing a little better.
Let me see if that's a little better.
There we go. Yeah, we're working out all the details. So to file unemployment, even though the checks haven't hit the states yet, most state, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, most states have at their state.gov, like Oregon.gov, Arkansas.gov, South Dakota.gov, all of those main websites, they'll have some kind of COVID-19 link, and then from there they can file or get information on how to file for unemployment. And so if you're at home and your hours have been reduced, or you cannot serve your customers, you have a nail salon or a hair salon, even I think of these people that are not in your normal day to day, we utilize them, but you just don't think of them as having to pay into unemployment and what covers them. They need to get on that list, don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I was looking last night at the Oregon Department of Workforce.
Yes.
And they have a fantastic YouTube channel. If you look at the Oregon Employment Department, they have a great YouTube channel that has a video. If you look for COVID-19, it shows you exactly how to apply for unemployment and what boxes to fill out.
That's great. That's awesome.
You do qualify for unemployment if you are a gig worker. I have a lot of Uber drivers and musicians and people who don't even think that, this is their main income, but it is. And they are welcome to apply now. Like I said, the money has not hit the states yet. So checks are not coming in because we have to wait for the federal money to get there. But as soon as it does, they will get unemployment back to the first day they run.
So some of the questions that I've gotten on this is, should they withhold taxes? Is it taxable income? Some of the questions also is, what's this I hear about the extra $600 a week, and how do I qualify for that? What information can you give us on that?
Okay. As for being taxable income, yes, yes, yes. Unemployment is taxable on the federal government side. So I really strongly suggest that you withhold the 10%. They're just going to withhold 10%. It may not be enough. You might wind up owing at the end of the year. But I do absolutely tell everybody to withhold taxes on your unemployment. Yes, it is taxable income. As for the $600 a week, that's the federal money that's coming in. And yes, even if you didn't make $600 a week before, you could qualify for $600 a week in unemployment if you have lost your source of employment. That seems a little backwards and a little crazy. A lot of people in the Congress had a lot of trouble passing that, but that's just the way it happened. Rather than trying to figure out, well, how much do you get? How much did you make? They just made it a flat rate to make it a quicker process so everybody gets the same thing.
So my understanding on that is, no matter what, that's what everybody gets, but it could be more than that or less depending on what you made per week. Is that correct, or do you know that yet?
Right, that's $600 a week on top of what you would normally get, which you normally would get could be up to two-thirds of your regular salary, but that's if you've been paid in. If you had times of unemployment or you were, weren't making that much before, you haven't had a long work history, you wouldn't qualify for that much. So a lot of times unemployment's like, $100 or something. It's, sometimes it's a complete joke. This adds $600 a week to it, so it's actually something you could probably live on.
And that might be part of the motivation, too, especially to cover the contractor or individual people that were working for themselves or a small group of folks. So what about the moms who stay at home with kids? What about those who are already sick, you know, that have been off work and they left work themselves because maybe they don't have the COVID-19, but they've had some kind of illness that they're dealing with. Do they qualify as far as you know?
Not for unemployment. If your job is there, you qualify for sick pay. You get unemployment if you were sent home, if you don't have a job, if your business was, you know, your boss was shut down. Mm-hmm. If your job is still there and you can't go, then there's different rules. And that was passed about a week before the CARES Act. And that is sick pay and extended FMLA leave.
Okay.
It only applies to employers with less than 500 employees. So if you work for a small employer that would normally not offer you sick pay benefits or anything like that, just clock in, clock out, get your check, be happy. If you are working for a small employer, they are now required to pay you 2 weeks of sick pay at full pay. After you take that, you can take 10 weeks of extended FMLA, which is an amendment to the Family Medical Leave Act, which guarantees you your job back after 12 weeks. But now you can get not your first 2 weeks, but your second 10 weeks. You can get paid at 2/3 what you would normally make. And that includes if you're a tipped employee and you work at a bar and you make $2 an hour or whatever minimum wage is in for servers, you would have to be paid at the full minimum wage that's based on that. So you would be making at least a minimum wage check or 2/3 of a minimum wage check if you have to stay home with your kids and cannot go back to work.
Well, it's an interesting time that we live in because we know that pregnant women are at risk. They're in that at-risk group. And I know my daughter, Shelby, she's expecting my third granddaughter in July. And they do direct service to special needs adults. And they sent her home to work. And she's worried that she's going to have to utilize some of her FMLA or some of her sick paid time, you know, if she can't get the hours in. So it's each family is dealing with some unique circumstances for sure. I think it's important to go to the government page. Like you said, Oregon has a wonderful resource page. They've done very well at making sure that people have the information that they need right at oregon.gov. Any other information if people are not sure if they qualify or not, just going to the state pages, is there a federal resource as well that you've come across, Diane?
I have not seen, I'm sorry about sound. I have not seen a federal resource on this. I've seen very little information on it, but it is in the legislation that small employers are required to pay 2 weeks of sick pay and 2 weeks of FMLA, and they are completely refunded for that. Your employer will get all that money back. But they're just found out about themselves. So it seems kind of strange that, you know, everybody's like, hey, I get my sick pay, and their employer who owns a bar, they're not an accountant either. Like, I don't know anything about this. What do you mean? I don't have to pay you sick pay. So it may be a little hard to get it at first, but they are required to pay it, and they will get 100% of it back in an advance.
Okay. So when we're talking about the reimbursement, is that the payroll protection plan that we keep hearing about?
Well, payroll protection plan is yet a third thing that they've passed. There's about six different resources for small employers. Payroll protection program is a loan through the SBA, the Small Business Administration.
Okay.
And if you spend 75% of it on maintaining payroll, whether your employees work or not, if you pay them for 8 weeks, even if they're staying home, if you don't have anything for them to do, if you continue to pay them for 8 weeks, you get all of that back. So some employers are going to be doing that, saying like, well, I don't have any hours, you don't have to come in, or we'll just come in for an hour today, or let's just clean the stock room, or whatever they're going to have you do. You don't necessarily have to work the hours for your employer to get reimbursed, but they have to maintain payroll for 8 weeks.
This
so your
is
employer may also.
Great information, Diane. We're going to continue this part of the conversation when we come back from this break. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. News that can use. Stacey Ann hanging out with Diane Haggerty on this wonderful Tuesday morning. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you together on this Tuesday, April 7th. It's 7:50 in the morning. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook at KSLM Radio, online KSLM.news. News you can use together, encouraging, educating, engaging, and empowering. And so glad to have Diane Haggerty with Grassroots Taxes along with us today. And Diane, we just so appreciate the information that you have been giving us, because it's hard to get through all the chaos and clear the confusion with the facts. And I think when we're embracing the facts and we know where to go to get that information, it kind of helps dispel the fear. And so thank you for adding your wisdom, your knowledge, your years of expertise in helping us along and our listeners along this journey. And one of the things we talked about, and I think this is very important, you know, I think about here in Salem, just the short amount of time that we've been here, a couple months, we've gotten connected with some amazing people. And I think about Diane and her crew at one of the local bars and grill here that closed down right away. The governor did the mandate and it was like, man, they just closed down. And it was hard. Heartbreaking for a lot of us who really enjoyed the food, enjoyed the atmosphere. And I think of her and her peeps there and wonder how they're doing, you know, and or some of these others that aren't able to do takeout, some of these salons. We have a friend and family member in Albany. They have a salon that had to shut down. And so this payroll protection plan that you were talking to us before the break about, these folks have an opportunity to apply as well for their businesses and enroll so that they can get. Can you tell us kind of how that's working, or how you understand that to be working for these small business owners?
Well, the payroll protection program is a Small Business Administration loan, and you get that directly from an SBA lender, which is pretty much every bank. Every major bank, you can go in, apply there. Actually, you can't go in and apply there. You have to do it online now because the bank lobbies are all closed. However, you apply at your bank, ask for the payroll protection program. You have to be actually running payroll of some sort. If you pay regularly as a 1099, that does qualify, but it's a little bit harder to get the information to your bank. But anyway, if you spend, they will give you a loan based on 2.5 times of what your average monthly payroll is. And then at the end of that, if you spend 75% of it on payroll costs, you can spend the other 25% on necessary things like rent, utilities if you need to. But you have to spend 75% of it, of that money on payroll costs. You will get all of it forgiven. So basically, the government's going to pay your payroll for 2 months to keep your employees working, whether they work the hours or not. You cannot reduce your payroll. You have to maintain it where it was. And you already get the money up front, so it's not like you have to front the money. You'll get the money from the bank, you pay your people for 8 weeks, and then you don't have to pay the loan back.
Okay, so it's 8 weeks of coverage, and it backdates to when the stimulus was passed. Do you know how far it goes back?
It does not go back. It goes forward. So if you already laid off your employees and they're on unemployment, or they're trying to get unemployment, you can hire them back and pay them for 8 weeks going forward, because you get the money up front and then you pay your employees with it.
Wow, that's outstanding. And so to get involved with that, you go to, like, so if you bank at one of your local banks, contact them by phone, find out where the link is on their website and get that ball rolling, because that certainly keeps everybody going. And for 8 weeks, that should cover us through the flattening the curve anyway. And then if it goes beyond that, that's another act of Congress to keep that going. Is that correct?
There was actually more money set aside than the SBA is showing, but that's what we're doing right now, and they're waiting to see what we need to do after that, if it needs to be extended.
Very good, very good. Now, Diane, it's important for those that are small business and those that have maybe a few small things going on financially. Do your thing. Tell us why it's so important, Diane, to have a professional like yourself to help protect their money, be aware of. You're that specialized person in a person's life to help advise in times like this. But, you know, sell us on why it's important to have a tax advisor, an accountant, someone like yourself, even if you're a small business owner.
Oh, I highly recommend. I have a lot of people that they bring in with their kids when, you know, and then the kids grow up and get a job, and I'm like, look, you know, have somebody like me. If you move away, find somebody like me that you can ask for real answers, somebody that's not trying to sell you something. You know, you go to an insurance agent, they might give you some advice. You give, you know, a banker, they'll give you some advice. A tax advisor generally isn't trying to sell you anything or market any products. An enrolled agent is what I am, so I'm licensed directly by the IRS. That's always a good place to start if you look up for an enrolled agent. We know everything tax, and a lot of times we specialize in other things because everything seems to be tax-related, like payroll and employee benefits, and a lot of times we can advise you on a lot of different things in your life.
On that note, too, as far as nonprofits, it just a question came through. If you have a nonprofit organization, would they qualify for an SBA loan to cover their payroll?
Absolutely. If they have been running payroll, yes, they qualify for the Payroll Protection Program, and they can apply at their bank right away to maintain their payroll to keep their doors open.
Have some good questions coming. Another question is, if you have more than one business, you have two different businesses, they have their own EIN number or identification number, can you get a loan for each of your businesses?
I have people doing that. If you are a sole proprietor and just have an EIN, I would generally say no, because each entity cannot have more than one SBA loan. But if they are incorporated and they're a separate entity and you have two different EINs, two different incorporations, absolutely.
That's excellent information. Now, Diane, Terry and I have enjoyed some of your videos that you've done on YouTube. How do people find your videos and your education videos that you've been doing? How do they connect with you?
Oh, type in grassroots taxes on YouTube and you should be able to find me. I think I'm the only grassroots. Grassroots is two words. A lot of people spell it with one word. I spelled it with two. I'm the only one out there. Also, if you go to the grassroots taxes website, which is just grassrootstaxes.com, and go to my tax tips blog. There's a lot more information there, too.
Excellent.
I've been doing more videos and blogs lately, but they're both a lot of information that I put out there just to keep everybody informed.
I think they're very helpful, and that's what led to our conversation today, Diane. And I'll put a link on our Facebook page as well at kslm.news. And it's been so fun hanging out with you, Diane, and you know, keeping everybody informed and giving the information that we need to get through what I'm calling the storm of COVID-19. And I know that we're better together. If we can stay together, stay informed, keep the facts all rounded up, we can combat the fear of the unknown and feel like in some instances we have some level of control. Right, Diane?
Yes. It's been great having my morning coffee with you today, too, Stacey.
Yeah, thank you so very much. Again, give us your website.
That's grassrootstaxes.com.
Diane Haggerty with Grassroots Taxes, thank you for joining us today. And friends, I just want to encourage you today that, you know, it might seem like life is overwhelming. You don't know what tomorrow will hold. But this is what I do know. You and I, we are overcomers no matter what this is in front of us. Right now, it's the COVID-19. Maybe it's unemployment. Maybe it's feeling alone and isolated. Let's look at that mountain. Let's go over, around, under, or through, because we will adapt and overcome. Have a fantastic day, my friends. You're listening to KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio. Go out and have a wonderful Tuesday.